Gillette rivalry to begin postseason at regionals. I'm Chris Sprinto with your sports. The Gillette Camels will open regionals against the top-ranked Thunder Basin Bolts Thursday morning in Cheyenne at Story Gym. Thunder Basin downed Campbell County 68-29 last Thursday night in Gillette. At regionals, you must win two before you lose two games. 18-3 Thunder has won eight straight and 14-15. 3-17 Campbell County has lost 14 consecutive games. Tip-off Thursday morning is set for 10:30 in Cheyenne at Story Gym. The game can be heard on 93.3 The Legend and online at basinsradio.com on the Legend stream. The Gillette Lady Camels will take on the number 3 Thunder Basin Lady Bolts in Cheyenne Thursday night at 6. At regionals, you must win two before you lose two. Thunder Basin is 17-4. They've won 11 of 12 games. Gillette is 6-15, and they've lost six straight. The game tips off Thursday night at 6 o'clock, and the game can be heard on 93.3 The Legend and online at basinsradio.com on the Legend stream and on the app. At the state wrestling tournament in Casper, the Thunder Basin Bolts earned a second-place finish. The Bolts finished with 210 total points behind Natrona, who won the team title with 271 points. Sheridan finished third. Three Thunder Basin wrestlers won individual state titles. At 125 pounds, Antonio Avila took home his second career state championship. At 132 pounds, Jace Rose won first place. That's Rose's first state title in his career. In the 285-pound division, Lane Catlin balled again, winning his second consecutive heavyweight wrestling championship. At the 2A wrestling tournament in Casper, the Moorcroft Wolves took second place. One Moorcroft Wolf earned an individual state title. At 106 pounds, Dylan Humes took first place.